The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of Hutton Broadcasting, SantaFe.com, or its advertisers. To contact the management of KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe, write KVSF 2502, Camino Entrada, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87507.
You're listening to Business Matters with your host, Simon Brackley.
Good morning. Welcome, Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce, right here on KVSF 101.5. It's the voice of Santa Fe. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber of Commerce, here on Tuesday mornings talking with chamber members about local businesses, talking about what's going on in the community. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Get out and support your local chocolate retailer and florist today. Great opportunity to support local business and celebrate love is in the air today. So I hope it clears up a bit. We get a little blue sky this afternoon, but beautiful Valentine's Day in Santa Fe. Welcome to the show. Let me start off by giving you a couple of updates of the events we have coming up at the Chamber of Commerce. On the February 21st, next week, we are hosting the second in our Young Professionals Financial Capabilities workshops. This one's about financial and retirement planning. If you have a millennial young professional that you're aware of who'd like to learn more about retirement planning, put it on your calendar, 5:30 at the Chamber Office Financial Capabilities Workshop. Also, on the 23rd of February, Business After Hours, we will be at Los Alamos National Bank downtown on Griffin Street. Also on the 23rd, we're hosting a ribbon cutting for Orange Theory Santa Fe. March 3rd, Business Over Breakfast at Santo Nino Regional Catholic School. March 8th, a ribbon cutting for Mango Molly Swimwear. March 9th, a meeting of St. Michael's Drive property owners. And March 23rd, Business After Hours will be at Santa Fe Place. And then looking ahead, April 20th is our annual Business Expo and Job Fair. We will be at the Santa Fe Convention Center this year. We are already selling booths and sponsorships. Planning a great event, April 20th, from 10 until 4 at the Convention Center. It's our biggest event connecting businesses, connecting shoppers, connecting job seekers, employees with resources to grow the local economy. Free to attend, April 20th. Look it up on santafechamber.com. Call Bridget at the Chamber and she'll be happy to talk to you about getting a booth for the Business Expo for April 20th. My first guest today, Lisa Hinson, is with me, 5D Photography. Welcome, Lisa. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Not 3D, not 4D, but 5D photography. Tell us what that is.
It's a tad of a silly. Do you remember The Twilight Zone with Rod Serling? And he said that fifth dimension was the imagination. And anyways, it was fairly well quoted. Most people know it by heart, except for me. And so it was a takeoff of that because these cameras are beyond imagination.
You have a very elaborate piece of technology here.
I do.
Tell us, let's try and describe the visuals from it. But what's the technology that allows for such great resolution?
It's really incredible. The way it works is we have infrared sensors, and it's a huge box. It doesn't look like a camera. There's no viewfinder.
Yep.
So basically, it's a computer with infrared sensors. And what it does is it rotates 360 degrees every time you push scan. And these are all meshed together. So, and it's done using the infrared sensors. It creates a very high resolution mesh or mapping of whatever you're shooting. And it's really incredible. People have asked me when they look at a home, well, what did they do? Shoot it before it was finished building? They didn't have a roof on? Because as you've seen some of the models, you can see right down through the ceiling. So I can't explain any better than that. But
it's an absolutely seamless, very high resolution.
It is.
Opportunity to, as you said, walk through a home, for example, and you can tilt the camera up or down, sideways, you can go forward with it.
That's right.
And the resolution is so high, it's as though you're actually in the home and looking at the walls, the windows, etc.
That's right. In fact, that's what Matterport says, and a lot of the Matterport users say it's like you're really there. And so if you were a prospective home buyer, you could conceivably buy the home and never even go look at it in person.
Because the resolution is so high.
It is.
We should mention Matterport is the technology
that
makes the camera for this. You're the local representative here.
That's right.
So you mentioned homes. Let's talk about some of the uses. Real estate, as you say, it makes complete sense to be able to sit at home, pull it up on your computer, and do your own walkthrough of a home and see what it's like.
Right. There are actually numerous uses. Some probably haven't even been thought of yet. Architecture. If you were wanting to change something in your home, maybe take down a wall or build an extension onto the home, it gives you a way to actually see it and visualize it in 3D instead of on just a piece of blueprint. So you could make a decision based on that. Museums use it, art galleries.
For the architecture, just for a second, so does that integrate with a sort of AutoCAD design from an architect's desk?
It does. Not in the way you would think, though. I couldn't shoot it and then just say, here, import it. Mm-hmm. But what is created when I shoot it with the Matterport is an OBJ file. And an OBJ file can be converted to numerous different files that are used by architects and general contractors, things like that. So they're able to then import that file mm-hmm. in, and it's pretty incredible the different things you can do.
Let's talk about art galleries, important part of the Santa Fe economy, of course, all sorts
yes.
of different styles here. Allows an art buyer to get a sense of a gallery, the pieces on the wall that are for sale.
It certainly can, and one of the things that you're able to do is place what we call a matter tag on a piece of art, and you could say who the artist was, what the price of the piece was, and there could be a link that would take you to a shopping cart to purchase that piece. The other reasons that an art gallery or a museum might want to use this technology is to document an exhibit. Because, all right, not the Georgia O'Keeffe Gallery, but let's just say XYZ Gallery. And they had a very interesting exhibit come in, but they don't know, they may not have it back for years, mm-hmm. if at all again. It's a way to document that exhibit in high definition, if you will, high resolution.
Well, that's true, yeah, for all museums. They have special shows, special exhibits on for a limited period of time.
Exactly.
So this would allow you to walk through the gallery with your camera mm-hmm. and document the exhibit just as it was.
Exactly.
And that will then live on into the future. They can put it on their
that's
website.
Right.
They can archive that
that's
so
right.
that people can see it in the future.
They can keep a copy on an iPad for eternity, and they would have that to show on a large television, a screen. This is what we had last year. So it's a good tease. You know, this is what's up right now. You might want to come see it. It'll only be up for a few more months.
Or it could be a tease for the future. Let's say that it's showing in Los Angeles and coming to Santa Fe in September.
Exactly.
You'd be able to view the exhibit there in advance of it actually being here.
That's right.
So it's got marketing opportunity there.
That's
as well.
Right. And one other thing, there's no flash. You know when you go in a museum or an art gallery, oh, you can't use a flash.
Sure. Yeah, because it can damage some of the light-sensitive
exactly.
material.
Exactly. Uh-huh. This does it all without
so
any kind of flash or
light. Available light completely. Well, the colors are terrific. You showed me earlier a visual or a virtual tour, if you like, of a home.
Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary definition.
Yeah.
That's what's really surprising. You
yeah.
get really up close and look at the location wherever it might be.
You can touch it without damaging the art, right?
Let's give your contact information. If someone might want to learn more about 5D photography, how can they reach you?
Numerous ways. First of all, the website is 5dmedia.com, and that's the word five spelled out, F-I-V-E, D as in David, media. My email address is Lisa Hinson, that's L-I-S-A-H-I-N-S-O-N @gmail. And my phone number is Santa Fe, 505-603-8335.
Excellent. Speaking with Lisa Hinson, 5D Photography, member of the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Business Matters right here on KVSF 101.5. It's the voice of Santa Fe. Also, podcast on santafe.com. Short break, back in just a couple of minutes.
Keep on teaching. Preachers.
Welcome back. Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce here on KVSF 101.5. It's the voice of Santa Fe. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber here every Tuesday morning talking with local business people about what's going on with their businesses. We've been talking about 5D photography. Lisa Hinson is with me. She is sitting in front of me with a virtual reality goggles equipment on her face, looking at an Italian castle, she tells me, doing a tour of an Italian mansion. How's that working out, Lisa?
It's beautiful. Got to be really careful, though.
Don't knock anything off the wall.
Isn't that the truth?
Tell me a little bit about your background. How did you become involved in photography, and particularly 5D photography?
The truth is, I am a graduate of the University of Maryland. I have a master's in information systems. I know computers, nothing else.
So you came at it from the technology point of view.
Technology. That was my interest in it. It really isn't a camera. It really isn't. And it's fun. So I have the goggles. I've got the cameras. I've got the Ricoh Theta 360s. I love technology.
So it's the latest technology, and you're exploring different ways that it can be used by entrepreneurs, but as we were saying, also museums and such like as well. It occurs to me for an insurance claim, this would be useful technology. Talk a little bit about that.
It's very interesting. If your home was damaged in any way, whether it be water damage, earthquake, you would be able to have someone like myself come in and actually shoot the entire area, which would document the damage. You could pay particular attention to certain areas. Say the insurance company was particularly interested in, there was maybe a pipe that had broken and the damage that it had done to a particular room. So with this real high resolution result that you get from shooting, you would be able to see all the specifics, almost all the specifics, unless it was under the concrete or something, of the damage that was done, so that the insurance company could get an accurate appraisal of the damages and what it would take to fix it.
And again, they could archive that information so that that was recorded as part of the claim in the future. You can always go back and revisit if there were any concerns.
Exactly. Say something was overlooked when everything was being done, but it was right there. It was obvious that that was an issue, but it wasn't corrected. So it really protects the homeowner and the insurance company.
It also occurs to me that something like a car accident, not a huge incident, but you could easily make a simple recording of the damage that was done, send it immediately to the company. They can review it without having to, you know, leave their desk, travel, incur that expense as well.
Right.
And approve the claim in a timely manner.
It seems like that would be a good use for it as well. And, you know, in the times as they are today, we bank online. We do everything online. So why do we have to wait for an adjuster to come out and look at something?
Exactly.
So you're correct in that regard.
Let's go back to real estate again, because it is such incredible detail. You could also shoot a home piece of property at different times of day and get a real sense of the light in a house as well.
You can. One of the enemies, if you will, of the Matterport camera is sunlight. So you're limited in when you can shoot outdoors. And if you are shooting in a home, let's say it's 10 in the morning, and you're on the east side of the home, and the sunlight is blaring through the windows, you would want to adjust the blinds accordingly. So, but it does give you a sense. It's like using a drone at different times of the day. And we also, another company that's here, Desert Aeronautical.
Sure.
Yes. And so we've kind of teamed up, and they do the aerial and do all of that for me. And I do the Matterport for different contracts that they may have.
Speaking of that, I saw a YouTube video the other day of Santa Fe from the air, shot from a drone. Extraordinary footage of going up Canyon Road
at
40 feet above the street, and just an amazing point of view that you've never seen, even though you may have lived here your whole life. I encourage people to take a look at that.
It's on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic.
So who would be an ideal client for you? A realtor, an architect, a construction company, all of the above?
I have to say all of the above. Some of the areas like architecture, general contractors, hasn't really been tapped so much here in Santa Fe. We have penetrated the real estate market and museums and, like I said, the convention center, things like that. But there's just so much available usage for architects and contractors. So we're exploring that right now, trying to get into those markets.
What do you enjoy about working with technology? Is it always something new coming down the road?
You know it is. And we know Matterport's probably got a new camera coming out this year. I say probably because it's a very well-kept secret. And I can't wait because I'll be one of the first ones to buy it.
Is it challenging to keep up with the latest developments?
You know, I think it is. Back in the 80s, I used to do web development. And that was back when you kind of hacked it out before, you know, the way it's done now. And I was afraid not to be online every day, every minute, because if you were off for one day or something, all these things popped up and you didn't know about it. So I think as time has gone on, yeah, it's more difficult.
Because technology, something, I think, is merging. So you're getting an overlap between music and visuals and 3D and different uses. Portability is extraordinary. You can take the whole show on the road. You've got a black bag here that's got mm-hmm. so much technology information and capability in it, which is new. Everything's miniaturizes so much all the time.
It is. When I was 18, I worked out at Johnson Space Center. I worked on, I don't know, whatever project it was. I think it was Building 24. But the computers were the size of the room that we're in right now. And now you have an iPhone or a Samsung, whatever, that's probably as powerful as the systems that we worked on back in the 80s in your hand. So it really does exemplify what you're saying.
That's right. Miniaturization, know? Portability.
Exactly.
Let's give your contact information one more time.
All righty, 5dmedia.com, and that is 5 spelled out. My email is lisahenson@gmail.com, and the phone number is 505-603-8335.
If you're listening, you'd like to meet with Lisa, talk about how she can integrate her technology into your business, give her a call or come to our next chamber event. Lisa's a networker. Maybe at Business After Hours, Los Alamos National Bank on February 23rd, or come out to our next breakfast, Business Over Breakfast, March 3rd at San Nino Regional Catholic School. Thanks for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you so much, Simon.
We're going to take a short break. More from Business Matters in just a couple of minutes.